Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Hello and welcome, my favorite trivia nerds, to the best trivia podcast ever, the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany. I'm here with my best friend, Meredith.
Hello, kids in the car.
And thanks to Jillian from Orlando, we have the best show ever today. Guys, this is, no lie, my favorite Disney movie.
Okay.
Moana.
I love Moana.
Isn't it like the best? Especially
it
if
is
you have
the best.
Daughters. Oh yeah. My gosh.
I love it. I've watched it 100 times. I'm going to win.
Same. All right. This again comes to us from Jillian in Orlando. Thank you, Jillian. You're right near Disney. Thank you for this great suggestion. I also want to wish a happy birthday to Jonathan. Jonathan, we hear you're turning 10 on the 11th. So we want to get it in time to make sure that you have a super happy, amazing birthday. So happy birthday, Jonathan, to you too. Okay. Here's how it works. I'm going to lead you through two rounds of trivia. I'll ask you the question. I'll give you 10 seconds to come up with that Moana answer. You're going to give yourself 1 point for every correct answer. And at the end, tally up your score and crown the winner. We'll see if you're able to beat Meredith at Moana trivia.
Okay. All right. I'm excited.
Round one, question one. Where does Moana live?
She lives in Polynesia.
That is correct.
It is?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right. Question number two. Whose heart does Maui steal?
Tafiti.
That's right. Tafiti. All right. Question number three. What song does Maui sing to Moana?
You're welcome.
That's right. You're welcome. Just like I have no doubt that Jillian's saying you're welcome for this trivia. You know?
You're welcome. I'm going to sing every opportunity I can, kids. Just get ready.
Okay, question number four. What is so special about Maui's tattoos?
Oh, they come to life.
They do. They move and dance and all that fun
stuff. Yeah.
All right, question number five. What does Maui lose during his fight with Te Ka?
He loses his fishing hook.
That's right. That magic fish hook. That's right. Okay. Question number six. What is the name of Moana's pet pig?
Why am I blanking on this pig's name? I don't know.
It is Pua.
Piggy.
Pua the All pig. Right. All right. Question number seven. What kind of tattoo does Grandma Tala have?
It's a manta ray, bigger than a stingray.
Yeah, they're huge. So cool. I am legit afraid of the ocean, you guys. It's a fear. It's a real fear. It's a totally real thing. I'm afraid of the water. But like, I just watched this movie and dream that I could like be as comfortable in the water as Moana and her grandma. Okay, question number eight. Which Disney character makes a cameo appearance near the end of the song, You're Welcome?
That would be little yellow and blue fish from The Little Mermaid. What is his name? Can't remember.
I'll give it to you. It is Flounder.
Yeah,
Flounder from
I get
The Little
it.
Mermaid makes little Easter egg in this movie. Okay, question number 9. Which song from Moana receives an Oscar nomination for Best Original Song? And it is the best song. I sing it every time it comes on.
Oh, it's How Far I'll Go. And it is the best song.
It is.
And
I tear up.
Fun fact, learning to play it on the piano.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe once I really get good at it, I will put the video out there on our Facebook page for the kids.
You should.
Not very good yet though, kids. So we'll have to wait. Okay.
Okay. Question number 10. Final question of this round. What crop do Moana's people grow?
They are coconut farmers.
Coconuts is correct. All right. I think you only missed one.
No. Well, oh, yeah, because you gave me Flounder. I only missed one. That's right.
I did give it to you. That's right. That's right.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTCAL.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
Okay, you're going to go into round two pretty confident. Round two, question number 1. Who chooses Moana to return the heart of Te Fiti?
The sea. The ocean.
No, yeah, that's right. Okay. The ocean picked her. Okay, question number 2. Who stows away aboard Moana's ship when she sets out to find Maui?
Dude, I cannot remember this name. Hey.
Hey is correct.
Hey.
I
remembered
it. Hey, yes. Okay, question number 3. What do the Kakamora wear as armor?
Coconuts.
It is. They're just really making use of what's around them, you guys.
Listen, you gotta be like really into like using all of your resources in Polynesia.
Heck yeah. Okay, question number 4. When did Maui earn his first tattoo?
After that fight with his parents.
His parents, actually, his mortal parents rejected him. And so then he earned his first tattoo. So it's like his tattoos are family.
Yeah.
Okay, question
number
five.
That's how that goes. Why are Disney movies so depressing?
I know. I hope my kids don't try to get covered in tattoos at their young ages just because they get in a fight with me about like the Xbox or something. Okay, question number five. Who swallows the heart of Tafiti?
Hey, hey.
That chicken is a mess, y'all.
Guys.
Hey, hey is just swallowing stuff. He's falling off the boat. He can't even swim. All right. Question number six. Which character from Frozen does Maui change into?
The guy that came over on the boat and loved the princess, his name is Swedish. I don't remember it.
It's actually the reindeer Sven. So close. Probably
I
Swedish.
Unclose with my guessing.
Probably a Swedish reindeer. It's probably a thing.
I'm just trying to get the point. Okay.
Which former wrestler plays Maui?
Well, of course, it's Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Heck yeah, it's Dwayne
The Rock Johnson. Nicest guy in Hollywood.
So cool. Okay, question number eight. What does Maui shout as he jumps into the realm of monsters?
Oh, I don't know.
It's chee-hoo. It's a Samoan holler.
Oh, yeah, he does say that. Okay.
All right. Question number nine. True or false? Maui is a god.
True.
False. He's a demigod.
What's the difference?
So I think it's because he's like half mortal, maybe?
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Okay.
Yeah. So demigod. I mean, still higher ranking than human, so that's a win. Yeah.
I'm a demigod.
Yeah. Okay. Question number 10. What is Tafiti the goddess of?
She is the goddess of the ocean.
That's right. She is the goddess of the sea, and she is the coolest one around. All right. So did you get every single one right?
No. I mean, the last round ate me alive. I bet I had 15, I think.
I bet you had more, but
with 15 today.
Sure. We'll go with 15. We want to hear how you guys did. Make sure you head to our Instagram or Facebook page and let us know you survived a whole other episode of Moana Trivia on the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. You guys are awesome. Again, we love all of your messages. You've been sending them on Facebook and on Instagram. We love all your birthday shout outs, regular shout outs, show requests. We're swimming in them, guys. We're swimming in them.
We're going to have to do a show every day just to get through them all, but keep them coming. We love them.
Can we? Can we do a show every day? I'm just Meredith would cry. She would cry.
If I have to edit a show every day, I will cry. There's a lot of editing.
I'll work on it, guys. I will work on her. Don't you worry about it. All right. Make sure you head to iTunes and Spotify to leave us a 5-star review. We definitely need them. You guys are the ones keeping us ranked in the top 5 globally and so many
Listen,
countries.
We're number 2 for kids and family in the United States. Like, you guys, that is so bananas.
It is because of you.
It's so thankful to you. And I was like, did a magazine like mention us or something?
How no, it's just our happening? Cool cat followers.
And it's just our cool cat followers. You guys are the ones doing it. It's all organic. It's so awesome. We really appreciate you.
Seriously, we love you guys. All right. So also, I want to say another fun thing we're doing is we've got a couple pictures sent to us. Parents have sent pictures of their kids playing trivia with us. Send that along, and we'll love to post it on our Instagram. We have a picture going up today, actually, of one of our favorite players playing along in the car, and it's so cool. I think they're playing Jurassic Park trivia with us, actually. So if you guys have a picture and want to send it in, we will post it on our socials as well. All right.
Okay. Happy birthday, Jonathan. Have a great week.
Catch you later, Trivia Nerds.
Bye.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.